television documentaries often show footage of the harassment suffered by the 9 black teens who integrated Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957. At a Marquette University forum attended by 6 of the men and women last night, they said life inside the high school was no picnic either. Gloria Ray Karlmark says even with a military escort alongside her, some other students would be very unfriendly.
The ones that did see us had very bad things to say to us and to do to us and faces to make at us. They threw things at us.
But all the harassment was worth it, according to Carlotta Walls Lanier. She says she realized that when she graduated from Little Rock Central in 1959.
I needed that diploma to validate all of the stuff that I had gone through since 1957, and I feel good about it.
More than 50 years after the Little Rock case, many schools in Milwaukee and other big U.S. cities have resegregated, and there remains an achievement gap between white and non-white students. Ernest Green says the value of an education needs more promotion.
It's a simple blocking and tackling, reading, writing, mathematics. I guess I'm an optimist.
But another member of the Little Rock Nine, Terrence Roberts, says that 300 years of discrimination and segregation in what became the U.S. is still woven into the nation's fabric. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.